All right, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. New report yesterday, a congressional report released, concludes that Americans need to be much more aware of Russia's attempts to undermine our democratic way of life. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett on the line. Tell us a little bit more about this report. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Paul. So what Congress and others have focused on is, you know, sort of beyond, so to speak, this sort of daily rhetoric we have about campaign intrusion, Trump involvement, et cetera, and to get people to think about, look, get beyond that. Think about how Russia every day, every hour, is trying to put out disinformation, whether it be in the political, racial, religious, or economic arena, because they're trying to create division. They're trying to create anger and rage through distortion. And, you know, people would say, well, why would they want to do that? Well, they've been doing it since the 50s.
Yeah.
They just didn't have the internet to do it back then. And so I guess my point today, Paul, is to say, you know, people, you need to think about a lot of the information you may get may or may not be accurate.
Yeah.
And that the social media platforms are going to have to do a much better job of being transparent about who's buying advertising to do what, so that we sort of know. Because the, you know, the print media over the years sort of historically has done that more or less. So it's difficult for people every day. Like, is this true? Is this not true? And people just need to be aware that there is, you know, a campaign by the Russians to create this discord, because they believe it puts them in a bigger power position worldwide.
And it kind of does. I mean, what we're talking about really is the fake news, and not the news that you disagree with, but the actual,
of course,
fake news that isn't true, doesn't have an ounce of truth to it, but it is kind of flooding social media, and then one of your trusted friends or family members shares it on their site, and you think, well, this must be true because, you know, Aunt Martha shared it.
Right, and they look for hot-button issues. You know, like racial issues or religious issues, and they crank it up and they distort it. They take existing posts and place them together to amplify, and then they target audiences to send it to. Again, sort of fomenting dissent, so to speak. As I mentioned earlier, this is nothing new. They just have now a way of reaching literally millions of people for really not spending much money.
This is something that Facebook and Twitter are going to have to answer to, though, isn't it?
There's no question about it.
But in what way, we really don't know. They're going to need to at least say that they're doing something, as you said, to try and monitor where these stories are coming from.
Right, and for people to have conversations about that. Well, is this really true? What they're saying, is this issue really as big as they're saying? Because they're trying to hook people's emotions, and there'll be a certain percentage of us that will work on, mm-hmm. you know, making an issue much bigger than it is, and. You know, Russia's looking for footholds. They're trying to be the superpower that they were years ago. And it's not just here. They're doing it all over Europe. They're doing the same versions of what they do here, you know, dozens of other places.
Yeah, and midterm elections coming up this year, so we've got to be on guard even as much as we were 2 years ago during the presidential election.
Exactly.
Yeah, Brad, we appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye.